The Anchorage Assembly passed a measure giving law enforcement more options to combat the synthetic drug spice. First responders and city officials have called the months-long outbreak unsustainable. But as KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, no one believes the new ordinance is a silver bullet.
For all the attention that it gets, there's not a lot of agreement about spice in Anchorage. Basic questions like where it's coming from, how to classify it legally, and the health impacts, those are all still being figured out. The two things everyone does agree on are that spice is a really bad problem, and that something needs to be done.
My son had passed away from spice.
Lynette Marino-Hintz testified about the drug's personal toll wearing a Batman shirt to commemorate her late son, who loved the nocturnal crime fighter. She supports the new ordinance.
I think it's a step in the right direction. There will be people that will say that it's not, but if you don't do anything, then it just continues. So I think that this is moving us closer to a better solution.
Anchorage already had a measure to combat spice, passed in 2014 to stop over-the-counter sales. This new one updates the legal mechanisms for charging and prosecuting it. Police Chief Chris Tolley says his officers will now have discretion in terms of who they arrest, but that the real point is building larger cases rather than just going after street-level users.
But the goal in this, bottom line, is to find out, identify those individuals who are distributing and or manufacturing and putting a stop at the source.
There is a whole set of problems related to spice because of all the unknowns that surround it. As municipal prosecutor Seneca Thino told the Assembly, right now, there's not so much known about, for example, the supply route. Only rumors about spice being ordered online and shipped to Anchorage through the mail. She says this measure gives law enforcement tools to build up exactly that kind of information.
But the police department, in conjunction with the feds, have not been able to fully develop a good investigation into where this is coming from.
But nobody thinks this ordinance is the main solution for Anchorage's spice problem. The critiques and recommendations, they're all over the place. Some say it's a miniature financial crisis for the city's emergency response system. Others say the real cost is the human suffering embedded within mental health and addiction issues on the street. Assemblymember Amy Domboski supports the measure, but says she and other taxpayers are tired of footing the bill without enough accountability being required. She faults a lack of responsibility among users and from Beans Cafe and the Brother Francis shelter in the area where the majority of emergency calls come from.
We would not tolerate this from a bar owner who was dealing heroin in their parking lot. Why the heck are we dealing? Why are we giving them a pass? It's not acceptable.
Testimony was overwhelmingly in favor of the measure, and Assembly comments were supportive ahead of a unanimous yes vote. But amid the agreement, a note of caution came from Catherine Muntean, who works at a downtown cafe and says she's meeting more and more emergency responders as the spice issue continues to spread.
Thank you for the start. This is really necessary. I am really tired of dealing with spice because it is a daily thing.
AO 123 officially means the municipality now treats making, selling, and possessing spice as misdemeanors, bringing up to a $10,000 fine or as much as a year in jail. Only state law can set felony offenses. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes,